Hello.
Yeah, through yes.
Hi, Tiru. Yes, let's go ahead. Let me know your technical experience.
Okay. See, like I have like around 3 years and 8 months of work experience in Oracle production support, like both on incident management, problem management, or also on the change request. So I have like very good experience in creating PL/SQL objects, like creating procedures, functions, packages, triggers, and then creating tables, views, sequence, synonyms, index. And then I also have like great experience in tuning the SQL queries and also the PL/SQL blocks. And about the current application that I work, like I work for like operating support system application. So it is more of like supporting, like doing the L2 and then L3 support. And like we work on the investment banking and also the capital market. So we have like more than like 60 products, including equity and then fixed income, mutual fund, insurance, derivatives, F&O. So like my role is like more of like doing the impact analysis document for any change request, and then preparing the detailed design documents, and then working on preparing test cases, and then creating objects, Oracle objects, and then supporting the testing team in various environments, like starting from DAT, SIT, and then UAT, and also like preparing release notes, and then supporting the release managers to move the code from UAT to production environment. And then in production, like when we get any incident, like I also like work on the incident request based on the SLAs.
So on a day-to-day basis, you work on incidents and change requests.
Yes, because like the current application that I work is like more of like maintenance and enhancement. So once in month, like we get a new change request, and every day like we get like new incident requests. So per day, like I'll be like handling minimum like 40 to 50 incident requests on my backend. So like I use a tool called like ServiceNow for tracking the tickets and updating all the incidents.
Okay. So whatever solutions you give for the incidents, will it be related to changing the queries, or will it be related to fixing the data?
Okay, so it is not like, see, like we get like data loss errors as well. But like since like I work on like creating procedures, inside procedures we write all the SQL queries. So more of like giving the SQL query fixes and also the PL/SQL block fixes. If there is any data corrections, then we will give the direct script for the UA team for inserting the data. Or like we'll give the script directly to the DBA team and we'll ask them to execute that in the production environment.
So have you handled any specific tuning work or any other?
Yes, I have done that. Recently, since our application is used by both retail client and institutional client, we get like bulk orders from the institutional client for when they place any new orders. When they do trading, they place like bulk orders using the bulk order page. So what happens, like previously the application was like working like this. When they click on the place order button, there was a procedure which has been like called more than like 1,000 times for 1,000 orders. So for every single order, the procedure will be like called once from the interface team. So say like, for example, if the institution client, if they are going to place like 1,000 orders, the procedure will be called 1,000 times. So it was creating a lot of network traffic, and then it was like degrading the performance. So what I suggested is, after doing all the analysis, I suggested them to send all the orders as one input, like a CLOB or like an XML. So that from the procedures, we will read the data directly from the XML. We do all the validations in the server side, in the procedure side, and then we will upload all the records, reading the data from XML, and then we load that into the table. So now when they click on the button, the place new order button, now the input will be like XML, and then output will be as a ref cursor. So there will be only one input and then one output. So this is the recent solution that I gave in my application.
Okay. What is your current company for whom you are doing this work?
Like I work for like SPE. It is like for SaaSfin private equity. They are mainly into like investment banking. Like I support a UK client.
Oh, okay. So this company is in Chennai, huh?
No. Like I work for a company called Gavs Technologies. So I'm talking about my client. So like the company that I work is like Gavs Technology. I work in Solinganallur.
Okay.
Okay, and we are basically a service-based company.
Okay.
And like I support directly for unicorn investment and also for SaaSfin private equity. Both are like UK clients, and I support for Milton clients and also for Bournemouth.
Okay, okay. When you are given a scenario, on what basis you decide whether the work has to be done in the PLSQL environment or in the SQL environment?
Okay, what? See, like in our application, what we do is, like, since we support more than like 60 plus interfaces, what we have like fixed is, like, if anything like we do, like, we'll have to do only through PLSQL. Say for example, if I'm going to write any insert statement or a simple select statement or a simple update statement, everything will be like compiled and stored in the database as a stored procedures. So we always like use stored procedures as a best practice. We don't call any single SQL statement directly from the user interface, from the interface end. So we only like execute a procedure from the API. And if it is going to be a simple reports, direct reports, if it is going to be called in the Unix environment, then we write it as a direct SQL statement.
Okay. Okay, then now, so thank you.
So it is done? Interview is done?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay.